You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Thermometer in Pittsburgh, but with the real feel pushing 100 degrees. Now we could be flirting with that record of 94 again today, Paul. Yesterday, thunderstorms showed up in the Laurels, and that meant Steelers camp. Steelers fans had to flee because it was heavy rain and lightning.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin wants the team practicing in the hottest part of the day, but that's also the time when the T-storms form.
And joining us is Post Gazette's beat writer covering the Steelers, Brian Batko. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Yeah, I didn't love that update there from Joe when I hear thunderstorms over the Laurels. I mean, as you know, my expertise is sports. I don't have a ton of wherewithal outside of that, but I'm pretty sure La Trobe and St. Vincent College are not far from the Laurels.
No, they're right in that vector. You like that word? That's a big word. That said, so the team, first day in pads, they had to go to Plan B.
Yeah, and Plan B, when you're out there on location at St. Vincent, is frankly not very good for the Steelers. They had to go to the basketball gym that they have there on campus. And, I mean, Mike Tomlin said that, you know, it's still a chance to get better, whether you're shoring up an assignment or you're going through the practice script, whatever, but I can't imagine you really accomplished much on the hardwood floor. So to me, I pretty much chalk it up as a lost day, a washout for them, especially when you only get so many of these to prepare for the season.
So, Brian, what happens next then? Do they try to repeat what they lost on the field today, or do they just keep moving ahead?
No, I think they'll just keep moving ahead, but they are going to, you know, I think essentially what they were going to do yesterday in terms of all the putting the pads on, competitive periods. Like yesterday was, for all intents and purposes, like the real start of old school smash mouth training camp. Well, now they're going to have to do that today, and maybe it's just going to be a little bit more grueling week than it would have been otherwise the rest of the way because of losing yesterday to the rain.
They're going to get a break weather-wise, and this is good for the fans. Starting tomorrow, there's still the chance for thunderstorms, but the high is 83. And then beautiful for their annual Friday Night Lights deal at the La Trobe High School Stadium. High of 77, low humidity, and beautiful Saturday and Sunday, too. So for those that don't know, Brian, you've been there before in those Friday Night Lights. It's probably very unique and a once-in-camp opportunity for fans to get even closer.
Yeah, no doubt. And it can be a little bit of a logistical nightmare because you're packing that many people into a high school stadium. But I suppose and I've never gone as a fan, but I suppose if you get there early enough, you get your parking spot, you find your seat on the bleachers or maybe stand somewhere along the fence. Yeah, it is something that you really can't replicate anywhere else. It is pretty special that the Steelers do that at La Trobe Memorial Stadium. And, at least if last year's any indication, that was one of the more spirited practices I've ever seen. I don't know if it's these millionaire professional football players get their juices flowing, feeling like they're sophomores or juniors or seniors in high school again, but they were hitting each other like they were trying to impress the girl in the fifth row and take her to prom.
Great. That's a great analogy. That said, I saw something, and I've been a big proponent of Will Howard since they drafted him, the standout quarterback, national champion of Ohio State. If there's something about this young guy, I know he's not the answer today necessarily or this season, but some really well-educated people in your world suddenly feel like Will Howard is showing something that could be one compared to he thinks he's going to be the next Ben Roethlisberger. What do you see?
I think it's far too early to say anything like that about Will Howard. I'm with you, though. I think he's better than your typical sixth-round pick and certainly better than your typical sixth-round quarterback. You know, pretty much every NFL team says, oh, we can't believe we got him there. He should have gone much earlier. He was way up there on our board anytime they make a pick. But I believe the Steelers when they say that about Will Howard, because I honestly thought he was going to go earlier in the draft. You mentioned leading the Buckeyes on that national championship run, and he looked pretty good in the title game too. I don't think he aced every portion of the test in the pre-draft process when it comes to throwing at the NFL combine and really kind of showing off the arm strength. So he might not have that in spades, but I mean, he's really got a lot of moxie and a presence about him, and he's got the size. You know, he looks pretty athletic in college running with the ball. So if he's got enough arm talent, then yeah, he should make things interesting at some point for the Steelers. I just don't know if it'll be this year as a rookie.
Brian, I was scrolling it around this morning before I came into work on my X feed, and I find someone has reposted the 2025 NFL Power Rankings as proposed by Fox in their NFL coverage. And guess where the Steelers are ranked? Sixth. What's your reaction?
Really? I'm stunned by that. I would have, if I were going to guess, I probably would have said 12, 13, 14. Now, that's kind of where they've been settling at the end of every season, right? They're in the mix as the last playoff seed or two, or they're just missing the postseason in some years. And that's still where I think they are. I've got them outside of the heavy hitters, especially the ones that have the Superman at quarterback, like the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. But you know, then the Eagles on the other side, they're coming off the Super Bowl. So I guess I named four there. Who else is right above the Steelers or right below them?
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because you mentioned the Eagles. They're number one, obviously. But then there's the other teams that are in the top eight that are in the AFC North. So number two would be the Ravens. And then you have the Bengals at number eight. That's an interesting pick as well.
Yeah, I think when it comes down to it, I think the Steelers, Bengals, Broncos, and maybe the Chargers, I see those four as kind of competing for the last three playoff spots. And however the chips fall, you know, three of those teams will be happy and feel like they can make a run, and one will be on the outside looking in because this is such a tough side of the NFL. And I suppose the Lions are probably going to be up there on a lot of people's power rankings. They've got a very good roster and, you know, looked dangerous to the Eagles last year. And I think a team like the Rams doesn't go away easily with their coaching and their quarterback play. So I don't know that I can put them that high in the NFL pecking order just yet, but we'll see how things play out in Latrobe and then certainly the preseason games. But man, a couple years ago, the way Kenny Pickett lit it up, I don't know if I'm ever going to put any stock in the preseason again.
Yeah, that's right. People forget. And he's actually apparently competing to start for Cleveland. Wouldn't that be intrigue down the road?
But now he's injured. I don't know if you guys saw that out of Browns camp. He had a hamstring injury, so that's never good. Those things can linger, and when you're competing for a job, that's getting in the way for sure, even if it is this early in July.
Well, Brian, appreciate the time. For God's sake, stay hydrated.
I will. I've been doing a good job of that, knock on wood. I'll make sure to do that again today.
All right. Read all about it, the Post-Gazette with Brian Batcoat. Thanks, Brian.
No, I was just thinking, Larry, maybe we could set up a little promotion every afternoon and you could pick a very busy traffic spot around town and hand out water bottles.
Don't mention that to anybody. From the
Can
PJ
you imagine?
Hey, Larry.
Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon at 5, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van delayed today because we're covering Pirates baseball. And if you know someone in your community who has done extraordinary things in the past year, we want to know about it. Nominate them at kdkradio.com, and we will recognize them and you at our Hometown Heroes event in October, scheduled to be at Rivers Casino. All right, Paul, Aaron, you're about done for the week here shortly. Have you and your husband decided what you're going to do for your 30th birthday tomorrow? Where are you going? What are you doing?
We talk about pressure.
I know. We're 95% New York. I think we just got to send it.
Where are you going to fly to? Newark, JFK, or LaGuardia?
I actually couldn't tell you. And you know why? I can't tell you the last time I've flown into New York. And it's honestly a huge plus, because when we do drive into New York, you know, we park in the parking garage that's attached to wherever we're staying, and then we walk everywhere else just to save in that area. So flying would be really great. I just don't know where we're flying into.
If it's going to be a Manhattan trip and you want to go to Broadway, then probably LaGuardia would be best. They've got brand new terminals out there, and it's closest.
Right. When you guys said that, that flagged in my mind, like, pretty sure that one.
So
I'm excited.
So 95%?
95%, yes.
All right.
So there's a little wiggle room in there, Larry. maybe hearing on Monday a different story.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Well, I was looking at other potential, because apparently Vinny and Aaron like to camp. So there are a lot of camping. And apparently young couples like yourselves, it's trending that they're camping more and more, Paul.
That doesn't surprise me. There's a real trend. I don't know, Aaron, if you've caught up with any of this, but there's a lot of young couples that are converting Sprinter vans, things like that, into campers.
Yes.
And hitting the road.
People are eager to unplug.
They're doing, there's a DIY kind of a thing. They're making an inexpensive conversion so they can go hang out in the wilderness.
Yes.
I had friends from high school that bought a cheapo, remember the VW bus?
Oh, yeah, the Vanagon.
Yeah, they got a cheapo, kind of retrofit it with shag carpeting and drove across the country.
You know, we did that in the 70s. My dad was running a Volkswagen dealership, and we took one of those, you know, the van with a pop-up camper on it, and we took that all the way down to Northern California, L.A., Las Vegas, and back to Montana.
Well, if you don't...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Go to New York, perhaps consider the bed and breakfast in Cook's Forest, just to the north, about a 90-minute ride, just north of Clarion River.
I haven't been up to Clarion in a while. I had a friend that went to Clarion, and I would visit her, and it's cute up there.
Yeah, along the Clarion River, you can If you're in a bed and breakfast, you don't have to worry about the bugs as much.
Yeah. And the bugs this summer are, of course, next level.
And that's because of the heat and moisture that we've had, and humidity levels are high. And we are using electricity. So Monday of this week, between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern, the United States consumed more power than ever before on record, enough to power a single home for 70,000 years. The Department of Energy blames the heat wave. And the way the weather's going, I think we could break that record maybe a few more times.
Oh, Larry, I mean, that's nothing compared to what's coming, right? I mean, with all the power plants that are going to be required to run these data centers and artificial intelligence demands for more and more power, wow.
But I'm hoping that at least in this region, one of the side benefits is that we can get cheaper energy for us living here, right? And that did happen with natural gas, and that makes sense. But all of these things collectively, natural gas, you've got nuclear power, Westinghouse plans on building 10 of those mini nuclear reactors.
Actually, they're the full-size ones.
Are they?
Yeah. They're the big ones, like the ones, the two they just built in Georgia not long ago.
That's a lot of energy.
Big projects. Well, I mean, that's the reason why you're going to have 15,000 jobs in Southwest PA for Westinghouse. Most likely, a lot of production action is going to be going on here.
I'm so excited about that for our region, the jobs that are coming, and that younger people. Like, I'm very excited about this. And the draft hasn't even happened. Who knows what's going to happen after the NFL draft is here?
Well, we started this summer with the U.S. Open, which brought international attention. Then the big announcement about $90-plus billion investment in the state. Then you've got the new airport opening in October. And then on top of that, the draft in April, which will be the number one spectator event in the history of the region. Other than that,
it's almost as big, but not quite as big as hosting the Super Bowl when you talk about the time involved in coverage on network TV.
And I just think it's nice to have that kind of vision for the potential for the future. So have a good trip wherever you go, Aaron. It's 9:25 at KDKA. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will check in with Marty. But right now, fresh off the family vacation, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, talking about Kidsburg. But first, you had planned, and this was, as Marty's called you in the past, the general. So you had a very detailed, organized trip.
And travel advisor. I can add that to my list of duties in the family.
Well, that's very cool because Marty kind of said, you know, this alpaca portion of your trip, he kind of laughed, but he shared with me privately that he really enjoyed himself. However, before we talk about that, is it true an alpaca stepped on his foot? How did he break some toes?
That would have been a better story, actually. You know, maybe he should just go with that. No, he did break two toes just tripping on a lawn chair at the pool.
Ouch.
Yeah. I know,
and like he says, when you break a couple of toes, nobody makes a big deal. He said, but it hurts.
It hurts. It hurts. And he's in a boot, which is kind of a drag. But he was a trooper. That was the first night of the trip, and he stuck with us all 3 days and, you know, enjoyed it and made the most of it. And let me tell you, I literally got the idea for this trip and based everything we did on this trip on a Kidsburg article. So there was an article, and we do these periodically, these road trip guides where you can do like a quick trip with your family just right, a couple hours away. And I saw this, and I saw the picture of the alpacas. Okay, I'm showing you Larry here. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, like, this looks like so much fun. But half the family was like, I'm not sure I'm into like the farm thing. So we combined a trip to Hershey where we went to the Hershey Park and the Chocolate World, and then only 45 minutes away is Lancaster. So we literally did pretty much everything they suggested in this story. And we had a blast. Let me tell you, we loved it. And even those who, like you said, were a little reluctant or not so sure they were going to enjoy it, actually really enjoyed it. So Lancaster, I did not know all this because I'm not from Pennsylvania, so I really hadn't gotten to travel around the city, you know, the state as much or learned about some of the history. It is such a cool town. I mean, it really dates back to the 1700s. There's all these old buildings, cute downtown that's really had a wonderful renaissance as kind of an artsy town with all these galleries. We stayed at the Lancaster Arts Hotel, which is actually an old tobacco warehouse that's been converted into a cool boutique hotel right in the downtown area. And then the first day we went on an Amish buggy tour. So we literally, an Amish man brought us on his buggy and we rode through the farmlands. He took us to the farm.
Marty riding shotgun.
He was in the back. We let Sophia ride shotgun because she is fascinated by Amish people. And we asked this man all these questions and he was so kind and generous to share so much about their culture. It was so interesting. And we tried, you know, whoopie pies that they made by scratch right there. We had fresh homemade lemonade and root beer. It was just so cool, enjoyable, relaxing, you know, being on the horse and buggy. And it was so beautiful. So we loved that. And then the next day we went to the Eastland Alpacas Farm. Oh my goodness, it was like cuteness explosion. I mean, these alpacas look like stuffed animals that came
to
life. I mean, they're so cute.
Just the picture you just showed me. It's...
Well, I mean, the pictures we had, we got to feed them. We got to hold the baby alpacas. They're so friendly. They don't spit, contrary to popular, you know, concern. But like, look, they don't even look real. Like, they're just so cute the way their necks are shaved and then their heads are puffy. And then, you know, like any great tour, the guide really kind of makes or breaks it. And the gentleman who owns the farm did the guide. It was our guide. He wove in this wonderful tales and stories and inspiration, inspiring kids to be whatever they want to be. It was just really fantastic. So I highly recommend it if you can't tell.
Well, maybe last minute, Aaron, our producer's birthday's tomorrow. She's planning a spontaneous trip with her husband,
Aaron?
Benny. So, Aaron, you could be going to the alpaca farm.
It was a fantastic trip.
I would love to see alpacas. Maybe
you
we just have
it.
To go.
You will love it. Well, listen, in addition, I want to share a couple fun things happening this weekend in with Kidsburg, because we always put out our weekly guide. And there's some really fun things happening, including a Black Arts Festival happening in Homewood Saturday and Sunday. Moraine State Park has their big regatta happening Saturday and Sunday. Looks like great weather for all of these. And then Sunday, there's a free movie night. They're showing Tangled at Bakery Square. Of course, we have our guide to all kinds of free movies outside as well. So check that out if you haven't gone to one this summer. And then I also want to mention that there's a free diaper distribution because diapers are so expensive along with so many things right now. And that's happening Saturday morning. So you can get all these details as well as our Lancaster road trip guide at kidsburg.org.
I'm glad you had a great trip. And Marty did say he loved it.
I know he did.
Plus the beautiful Hershey Hotel.
Yeah, that's gorgeous too. There's
and they're
so
making that movie about Hershey here.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
I'm even more excited to see it now.
Yeah, now. All right, Christine, thank you. Kidsburg.org. And we will check in with Marty coming
to an advisory after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake that was off the coast of Russia overnight. Now there are reports of some effects on the island of Maui. Here's Mayor Richard Bisson.
I think we've recorded the highest amount of, you know, surge, maybe about 11 feet, I think it was reported. But we can see Hilo is getting the most actual damage.
And Larry Hilo is on the Big Island.
It could have been much worse, but that 8.8 magnitude earthquake, one of the top 10 in recorded history since the turn of the last century.
$58 million in medical debt has been eliminated for over 43,000 Pittsburgh residents.
And they didn't apply for it. Can you imagine the surprise and joy for a family that opens up the letter that says your medical debt has been eliminated?
This is the idea of City Council member Bobby Wilson. You talked to him this morning. What the city decided to do was send $1 million in pandemic relief to a company that buys healthcare debt for pennies on the dollar, and that's how they're setting people free.
Good for them.
And the Bucks' winning streak continued last night in San Francisco.
The Pirates have won three straight series for the first time in a year as they beat the Giants 3-1 tonight.
And they have a chance to sweep today, and you can hear the game right here on the station that invented baseball on the radio, KDKA, Bucks and Giants. They'll be off tomorrow, then off to Colorado. That's what's happening. Thank you, Paul. And now our business report.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times, I'm managing editor Mike Larson. The ownership and development team of Hazelwood Green have approval to add a major new recreational attraction to the master plan development. The Pittsburgh Planning Commission yesterday voted forward a plan presented by Tishman Speer and its design firm Populous to build a new multi-sport athletic field along Gloucester Street near the entrance to the Hazelwood Green, a vote that came with one no due to a proposal to use AstroTurf and one abstention. Also, BNY has created a new position in Pittsburgh and tapped a local veteran of economic development and political circles to fill it. Dan Alwine has joined the international financial institution at its downtown campus as Senior Vice President for State and Local Government Affairs and reports to BNY's Head of U.S. Government Relations. Alwine has been Vice President of Governmental Affairs for more than 2 years at the Allegheny Conference on Community Development and had earlier served as its Director of Government Affairs. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike Larson.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.